church. Another exciting day in paradise. We're off to Portales. Thinking about this job possibility at Mesa Land. Lisa had talked to me yesterday about. The conversation she had had with Tom Morris. Thank you. It took me a minute to get it pulled together. About the lack of leadership. And some ideas that he had for helping me get it. He really wants me to get it. Everyone gets, or at least it seems to me, everyone gets confused and thinks I'm some kind of big player. And probably the most confused person is me, because I might very well be a big player, just not... Stop throwing myself out there. And maybe it's the time to take the reins of something. Not the whole college, for Pete's sake, but a big chunk of it. I've never had I've never had an independent budget that I felt like was enough mine that I could say, and I'll justify this way, and I'll justify that way, and actually do things. You know, I constantly put myself forward, well, with some more resources under my command, I could probably do a lot of really interesting things that I have just never really done before. And it seems like that's what Mesa Land ends up being, is a rudderless place. And these community colleges have a tendency to get that way because there's always certain levels of organization, how one reacts, how one looks at itself. You can be, strictly speaking, a community college and a basic one. I think that's kind of what Mesa Land falls into. Doing the basic thing that's required to get the basic funding to basically do a very basic education, there are some outriders from the past, brought in motivated people. And those motivated people, within their own realm, did something, went after grants, established programs, the museum came from that, the, the museum came from that, the wind center came from that, and, you know, it really came from personality cults. What Dr. Barry did was much more evolved. I don't think he had a cart to push forward. You know, there's plenty of people who are just doing it to get their own little nest set up. And that's how a lot of things go. I think that's how the whole concept of the college or university, post-secondary education got its start, is wrapped around personality figures. And the coming together of scholarship and those who wanted to learn what there was to know from those people. Now it's developed into an institution. And of course, it's been an institution for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And right now, I think Mesa Land is operating at that just minimal, basal, institutional level. Uninspired, no real plan. Not even a short-term plan. I think Mesa Land has suffered for quite some time as an institution that lost its way from a standpoint of not really having a central goal, a mission, to steer it, to say, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. It was just a hodgepodge of somebody came in, got things pulled together. Made this happen or that happen. And that once that motivation person, once that star left for one reason or another, those things just languish. And so Mesa Land is left with this strange hodgepodge of different little technical programs that don't really have coherence, don't have anybody really pushing for them. Got to the point where it was institutional. I vaguely remember back when it was the Tucumcari Area Vocational School, because I interviewed at that organization back then, which I think was trying, given what the community, there would be a community survey done, for instance, and seeing what the community supposedly needed, that was the programs that were brought together, and I think almost the whole thing was adjunct professors, mostly just either the high school teachers with a night job, or burned out old high school teachers came together to make this. Mostly in the 70s. I was there in the... I came at like the very late 80s, early 90s. The first real contact. Even before my family came to do computers. Other things that brought us here. The technical college, a little bump up, path, trying to, I guess, gain a little notoriety, trying to bring in people from outside, knowing that Tucumcari Carry was shrinking, and that there was a shrinking group of people, that people with the kind of capabilities that could go on and do better things were going on and doing better things, but away from Tucumcari. And that we need to, and that over time, it just fell into the trap that I think so many institutions do of hiring talent from the outside and I don't want to offend anyone who is outside talent. Mesaland basically coming into the larger realm of colleges and universities as a springboard, doing what Tucumcari has always done, be a way station. I don't know where I don't even think it even involves logic anymore. That Dr. Barry was trying to expand on whatever level he could, the hodgepodge. And had no problem bringing in more hodgepodgey men. There was parts of the college that were that are unused, you know, the physical facilities that are unused because of programs that were once here that were gotten rid of. Back when trucking was the big deal here, the need was to do that. That was back in the days of trying to say, well, where is our community going? How can we serve our community? And frankly, before somebody said, hey, this place is dying, and we need to bring in new people. And the change to trying to bring in other folks has been interesting. The whole rodeo, you know, our sport is rodeo. And you go, okay, I said, sure. I said, that's as good a sport as any. It can't be half of the college can't be invested in just being a rodeo school, unless that's really what we become amazing at. Although it might just be the whole concept, and I had thought about this earlier, about it being just kind of an infrastructure upon which innovative or just moving educators can expand themselves. Providing a fiscal agency for grants, providing facilities, space, materials, technology for these people to shine. And if it's really going to be about the superstars, then let's let it be about the superstars. And give them a good cut of the take. That will bring in interesting people. It needs to be a strong infrastructure that can withstand somebody wanting to come in and have the title of president or something like that. We need to minimize that person. We need to cut that back. We need to have a management team difficult in a world that wants a figurehead, that wants an all-powerful king-like leader, that we're going to have to push back against that and say, this person goes here, this person goes there. That there are academic and amazing superstars that basically everyone becomes adjunct professor on a certain level. And that we breed knowing that people are going to come here, get a little power, get some steam under them, and probably launch away. You need to recognize that this place might end up being an incubator. And if that's okay, the getting of those things. I would rather have had a wind energy superstar come in here . Let him keep 35% of what he brings in. Give them lots of control over things. Partner up to do a number of things. And then don't feel weird when they decide, hey, it's time to go, you know? Chicken Carry's got a small lake. You know, I think it's decent for breeding. But to have an incubator, to have a something like that. And give the kind of ability to bring scholars to this place, knowing that this place will attract different people at different times depending on what superstars up and rising stars you have that attract people. That might be an intriguing model that I don't think anybody else is really doing. And then perhaps Mesa Lands College needs to become the centerpiece of the community. Instead of trying to ascertain what the community is and try to serve that community, I'll give it a name, the TABS philosophy, which is where it began. I'm not going to denigrate the idea at all, but to say, no, we need to define the community. I think it's time to start defining the community. What kind of people we want to have, what kind of habits of mind we want people to have. I can even envision Mesa Lands Community College going so far as to invading on the definition of the local school. Not to take them over, I don't think that's really even necessary. But let the college be at the center. When a place falls so far that their public school becomes the center of the community is that far from the grain. That far from the grain. Just going to disappear, and it will die in the whimper of an administrative pen somewhere else simply saying, we're going to close the school there. We're going to bust them all someplace else. Amistad. Cuervo. These are examples of potential futures for Chicken Carry. If we just let things kind of run their course. And I don't think we need to sit down with the community particularly and ask them what they want. Because I think the saddest part is they'll want free housing, free health care, free cable television, I haven't had TV in a long time. I don't really know where all this stuff is going. Free hot and cold running Ford. And we need to do better than that. And sometimes you need to just ignore. And you need to inspire. You need to lead out and inspire. And it has very little to do with the letters after your name. It has very little to do with credentials and things like that. Although we need those people. But they may end up taking a back seat to others. And I'm not saying it's me. The need to inspire. Is a concept. We need to define the concept of Tucumcari and make it happen. Make it real. Whatever that's going to be. I'd love for it to be liberty. I would love for it to be freedom. In a world that's constrained and tied down and officiated over until the fact that you're told when to go to bed and when to wake up and what to do and what to say. Long for a place that doesn't do that. That would attract wild people. Wild men. Wild in that they kept their own course. They find their own place. Try to be their better selves. And I know that doesn't sound very much like what I'm talking about. Like, well, you're talking about the old West, about people shooting people up. And I'm not. Those days are gone. Those people have to find someplace else to be. But the intellectuals who say, I feel constrained by the way things are, by the university system, by the tenure way of doing things. I think we would go very far in freeing up scholarship. And saying, we can do it another way. Provide the infrastructure. Make the stuff happen. We have space out here. We have space that is unused. Make it available. Make their success dependent on how many people they can get in here. Do something unique. And that uniqueness will be honored. There will be money tossed at it. We're going to have to lobby for it just like everybody else does. But when you go, UNM and New Mexico State University are just like Texas Tech or Texas A&M or the University of Texas, or, you know, the only difference is a change of name, a change of an arbitrary border cut down through a hunk of land. The only difference between these places, they all function exactly the same. don't function the same, and you will attract interesting people. But you've got to keep control of it. And that's where the community comes in. That's where somebody like me, who's been here for 20 years. And either wants to figure out something to do with Tucum Carey, or to just walk away. I've wanted to walk away for so long now, but God won't let me. God wants something to happen here. I don't understand. So I'm still here. I'd like to figure it out. Either that Tucum Carey will all of a sudden become the kind of place that's really inspiring, somehow, or I finally finish up whatever horrible task I'm here to perform, and I can finally leave! Ah! One or the other. Since I'm here, let's work on making Tucum Carey an interesting place. I like the whole idea of bring in people from other countries as an introduction to America. Tucum Carey is an interesting place in that it probably has more in common with a third world, the dilapidated third world country, than it does with America. But yet it's America. What a wonderful introduction for somebody who's coming from a dilapidated place. And this is for normal people. This is for normal people. We praise not specialized academics. We praise generalists, perhaps. I'm a generalist. Specializing in Tucum Carey for a good reason. You'll find yourself out of a job. You'll have to move. Everything will have to change. If your family's here and family is what you value, and God bless the people who value family above other things. God bless them forever and ever. So we need to honor that instinct and family. Does this deal Hispanic? Yes. And they say, well, we want more Hispanics to go to college. Don't you understand that going off to college tends to tear your family apart? That Hispanics often don't finish college or don't do well in that kind of a college environment without losing that part of it? And who wants to lose that? That is a source of power and happiness and joy and togetherness and taking care of each other. These are values that are going to save us. And we need to honor that. So perhaps that's something that Maceland could do. I wouldn't be adverse to a name change, except you get tired of changing the name. You have to change signs and stuff. I think it'd be simpler to rename the city to Maceland and be done with it. Whatever. Comancheria. Indians, they're gone now. I don't know if anybody in Tucum Carey, long-term resident who has much native area blood in them. They just wasn't there. There wasn't a place here. So we get to find it. we get to figure it out. I would rather go with something that's already here. We're getting Hispanic. Smile. Smile at it. We're getting Hispanic. That's not bad. Not a bad thing at all. Might as well embrace it. And then try to lift those people. Open ourselves, open and lift. That's what sixth grade should be, open and lift, perhaps. We need to find our culture. We need to create a Tooth and Carry culture. That's probably the biggest thing that Tooth and Carry lacks, is an honored culture. It's not going to be ranching. Ranching is dying. Fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer people do it. Therefore, it cannot constitute your culture here. The cowboy thing, it's dead. There's very few cowboys here. There used to be quite a few, now there's not. We can't rely on that. I don't think we need to become Mexicans. I don't think that's the road to greatness. Or the road to betterment. Mexico's falling apart. Should we honor and love and cherish our drug culture? I don't think so. That's not lifting. That's not rising. That's falling into a pit. That's the default anti-culture. We have to be purposeful and how we define that, and what that's going to be. And we need to become a cultural center. The college does. What do we have around us that can help us? What do we have around us that can bring us together, unify, that we don't have a problem being defined by? What do we have? I have no idea. Let's start pondering that. Let's start pondering that and come back. Come up with. Ouch. And if we need to just define it, let's start defining it. And let's figure out how we're going to get there. Sometimes you just need to say, and this is going to be our culture, and this is what we're going to do. If it's going to be around writing, it's going to be around writing. Now we're going to encourage everyone to write. We are going to make writers our God. And we're going to grow our own writers. And we are going to cover the study of writers. It's going to be a culture of people who can ride horses and shoot arrows off of the back of a horse. Well, that's what we're going to be. And we're going to encourage everybody to do that. We're going to define it. Everybody's going to go through this program. find yourself in it. You need a culture. People will start coming in to praise our culture. People who don't care will move off and go find other things. But they will be moving off by their own volition and seeking something higher, because that's what we're going to be pushing for, certainly generally. But then we're going to define what our specifics are going to be. Right now, we've got such a hodgepodge, we need to decide what we're going to invest in, what we're just going to kind of let peter out. But we need to make sure that it doesn't just peter out altogether. And that we don't let the opportunity pass us by. I think that's what's happening, is that this institution is an opportunity. And if we let it just kind of slide away, we'll probably never get it again. Tucumcarians know is absolutely, I mean, it could be defined by, if there's any culture at all in Tucumcari, it is the ability to let opportunities pass by. Good for Tucumcari, it's not going to do good for Tucumcari. I mean, it might bring in some more people. But these aren't high caliber people. I hate to think all this would be was just a pathetic slug casino town. Entertainment towns aplenty. I think you need to look at the modern Branson, Missouri to see what happened to it. It was overly nostalgic and it died. It died when those who said, oh, this is just like the good old days, when they couldn't afford to go there anymore, or when they were too old to travel, or when they died. Branson. And it's now a ghost town. I'll be honest, I think Tucumcari could be rejuvenated. Absolutely rejuvenated, become bigger and more amazing than it ever has been, ever. Not just trying to stop the slow progress of people just leaving this place, to being a town of 20,000 people. Not trying to sucker somebody to come in here. Not trying to doll up what we barely have. Or lie. I think that's what Economic Development 2 Computer is now. It's the Liars Club. How big can you lie? How much can you say when they come and look at what little we have and you go, oh, there's some pretty painted buildings here. They're all dilapidated and they're... It's like Hollywood. It's like Hollywood for just... It's a facade. That's all it is a facade. What good is that? Quarles is happy. Quarles is making money off of you guys. He'll find some place, some situation better than this, and he'll be gone. And he'll paint over all of his stuff. He'll roll his roller over and say, that stuff belonged to me. I've already gotten that impression. I'm not impressed at all. You don't buy stuff from him. He's licensing you to display his stuff for him. And when you aren't willing to pay his license fee anymore, well, he's going to take it away. Bye. Goodbye. No, I'm not going to get the pages from me. It's not even interesting. I don't have much respect for him. Worry about protecting people who are here. Most of them are leaving anyway. Or you'll be hard pressed to get them to leave if you even wanted them to. Up an uplifting culture, a culture based on something, it's going to be poetry, let it be poetry. I want, if that's the way it's going to be, I want every three-year-old kid walking down the street spitting out sonnet. Or whatever it is. But let's define it. Whatever it's going to be. If it's going to be fiddle music, let's let it be fiddle music. If it's gonna be drumming, let's make it be drumming. We don't need to bring in African drummers here. We need to grow our own and export them. Let them travel. If that's what we ultimately decide upon. So let's decide upon something that may have some reason for being here. And it's easy. I think Tooth and Carry is a blank slate. I think you can draw something here and you can do okay. Although I would love to harken back to the whole idea of the Comancherios. The Comancherios. These were interesting people. The Comanche Indians were an interesting people. Kind of a hodgepodge. Not one unified group, but they came together and they were defined by circumstances that they found themselves in. The horse warriors. There weren't horses before, and all of a sudden now, there are horses. They were able to take advantage of them, find awesome ways of making them work, and they became dominant by grasping onto a new situation and taking it to the utmost degree. If it's going to be wind generators, I say let it be wind generators. I say throw yourself at. I say change the regulations in the city and put teeth in the regulations in the city and have everybody put up wind generators in their backyard. Not a big, massive one. Those are silly. The little ones. Have them create their own power and then let the culture grow around that and say, you know what? Whatever you can build here is fine. If they say, well, we have to have a uniform building code because otherwise you can't get loans for buying and selling of these properties, then I say grow your own. Grow your own institutions that are willing to lend to those kinds of enterprises, that are willing to do mortgages and home loans. Based on their own proclivity, based on experimental this and experimental that. Or even better yet, we want the property values to continue to drop to encourage people of any stripe. Poverty isn't a sin. Although you think in America it was. I think poverty has some wonderful attributes. It forces you to be innovative. There's some really amazing things can happen as part of that innovation. At the center of this. College can serve as the stipulation. You know, government's not going to do it. Government, as a servant of the people, lives for itself and its own aggrandizement and is a worthless entity for normal people. That thing which polices you cannot help you. It's just that simple. You can't be the lifter and the top at the same time. You can't do it. Cannot do it. Two different philosophies that can't go together. That's why the college would take the lead. But take the lead with a purpose, with a higher purpose, an elevated purpose, an uplifting purpose. that we're going to make, you're going to help the Shoe Can Carry brand by making our exports better. Making our people thinking higher thoughts. Because thinking higher thoughts raises everything. All the boats rise. All the boats rise. If we're going to do amazing theater productions, and we've got this wonderful auditorium that we should be using more and more and more, the fact that it stands empty three quarters of the time is a desperate shame. It needs to be put to work. I would rather have my kids be good dramatists, good night. This is why I don't have any letters after my name. But mathematicians any day, let everybody else worry about science, technology, and engineering and math. Whatever. We're not going to get sucked into that. Don't follow the road less traveled. Follow the road less traveled. You'll find yourself at a different place. And you'll find that it's better than the place that the other people are trying to go to. I have faith in the development of talent. If you have a talent for science, technology, engineering, or math, fantastic. Go to a place or a school where that is absolutely the thing. This kind of uniformity is frankly nauseating. Oh, we all have to do that. It's an American. America is not a culture. We don't have a culture. Never did. We're a hodgepodge. Left it up to the states to have their own different ways of doing things. And beyond that, each community could have its own little flavor, too. I say, let's pick a flavor. And we know that we're going to lose half of the people over a flavor that we pick. But you know what? We've already lost three quarters of it. What's half more? Chances are in defining something and just standing behind it, pounding and pounding and pounding on it, that will turn the tide just by doing that. Not even really being good yet. But being the place for people who are good at it, we honor and we respect and we want them here. And we give them a reading and a listening. And a new place to go and a new place to excel. I could see that being the purpose of a community college. Help define our community. The object of what we might do here. I think it's as good as anything else. It's certainly better than, oh, I see with they do over there at their community college. Let's do that here. I'm sorry. If I were a student, I would say, why don't I just go to where that happens in the first place? Why don't I just go over there? You know, and the other thing we say, well, we're cheaper. You don't have to move. You live at home. Well, that's inspired. That's ultimately inspired. It's a start. So let's build on it. Let's see what we want to be known for. I'd rather take it on a generalist track. Since we don't have a huge population to play with, and we are hard-pressed to bring in others right now, let's define citizen care. Let's just define it. But stick with it. Don't back on to some passing fad. Rodeo's fun. I think it's great. It harkens back to Kirk Chickencherry's path. And I think that's a wonderful sport. Something that we can get behind. I don't want to do rodeo, though. I don't want that to be the defining feature of Chickencherry. I don't want all the kids at the high school going out and learning how to barrel race. It's not something I want to do. That people might. But the future is going to belong to subculture. It really is. And the important thing to define is what our subculture is. I have to credit Dr. Barry. Oh, you may have been a lush, you may have been a lot of things. So I think he saw the value of breaking out, of doing your own thing, and making that the what defines. Sure, you can do the basics in mathematics and English and all these other things. But decide what else you're going to do. Come up with a new form. Come up with a new art form. Some of these guys just say, you know what, this is me, and I want to attract people who want to learn what I've got to teach them. That's what I really like. The whole idea of providing infrastructure for up and rising stars. Well, you're not going to get the big stars. They're not going to come here. But if we treat the up and rising stars well, one or two of them will say, I like it here. I like the way this thing is. And when they become superstars, then all of a sudden, that's when the amazing thing happens. That's when Georgia O'Keefe decides that she's going to settle in Santa Fe. And the artist colony
grows around him. That's where these things come from. And it has to, it almost has to be organic. Too many places to try to force it. Too many places to try to force it. And in doing so, they die. Artificial and it falls apart. So it's got to have the organic component. That's why I guess I would tend more towards. Of course, I'm changing my mind while I'm sitting there, and that's just life. That's the way creativity is. It slaps God and wanders around. It might settle on some stuff. That's why I like the infrastructure idea. It will provide the seedbed for whatever is going to happen. And once things start rolling, they'll start rolling. And they'll take on almost a life of their own. And then you continue to provide the ongoing support that these things need. And you won't mind doing it because it becomes a cash cow. Let's be honest. You might not think much of the art community in Santa Fe, but it is Santa Fe's bread and butter. And that amazing artist choose Santa Fe as a destination. So something's got to bring it together. And we have to honor that. And let a thousand flowers bloom and see what takes root here. We keep trying to cope with cash crop and you know what? If our cash crop is goat head, let's figure out what on earth we can do with goat head. Heck, I know that if you can get them while they're green, you can ship them over to China. There's people in China who, I guess they think it's some kind of wonderful aphrodisiac. And grind it up, I suppose. Turn it into something that Chinese medicine says has great virtue on some level or another. So, why aren't we taking advantage of that? If goat heads is what we can produce. No, change the mascot from Rattlers to Goathead. If it's Rattlesnake, by golly, we're going to have the best damn rattlesnake there ever were. I wish I was a Wild West hero. Okay, so what's your Jeff Lynn poor guy? I think I butchered his stuff. That's Electric Light Orchestra. Regardless, let's think about what the possibilities are and what we're going to do. what programs, as a distance learning director, what programs do we want to throw out there? Because, let me tell you, throwing a general thing out there, everybody's doing that. Everybody's doing that, and who on earth would want to take it from us? And we don't want to be competing on price. Nobody wants to compete on price. At least nobody our size wants to. We need to do it based on our uniqueness, on what we have uniquely to offer. First beginning classes, distance should be bringing people to come to Tucum Carey themselves. If Tucum Carey is not a welcoming place for one reason or another, our property values for junk are too high, then we need to figure out something to do about that. I would love to have a community buyout program. I would love people to sell their crap to the community so we could price it appropriately, tear down three quarters of it. I think that would be the greatest service of all, is to be a demolition group. Just to burn things down in a controlled way, just destroy it. And, or save the materials for other people to build, whatever they wanted to build. I think that would be a beautiful circumstance. To let that kind of a thing happen. That would bring in some enterprising, interesting people who, if we all got together and defended each other's right to do this on a community level, we'd be unstoppable. More people would keep coming. It would keep getting bigger. By nature, we would become richer and more capable. And this would be one of the most diverse places in the world. People would come next because they go, oh, they're just the kind of people that we want to be around. Like the communes back in the 70s. They didn't, their biggest problem wasn't trying to beg people to come. It was trying to put up enough barriers to keep people away from them because they wanted it so badly. It was fulfilling a need. We need to fulfill the needs of somebody. Instead of being just like every other dying, podunk, pathetic town within 1,000 miles of it. It's all the same. It's all uniform. Who cares?
It's all the same.
Don't be the same. Be different. Be decidedly different. Tell the state to piss off! The great homogenizing forces, we need to give them the big move! We need to drop our pants, tell them to kick our asses! Pardon me. That we don't want their money, because their money brings mediocrity! And mediocrity brings nothing! Nothing at all! And that's sad. Nothing inspiring here at all. Let's do something inspiring. Even digging a hole to China. I think that's inspiring. At least you're doing something.
Aaron's going to school, I'm learning the same dang thing, and they're in overflowing, and in Potash, and Clovis, and we don't do it as well because we don't have as many people, but you know what, who cares, because it's all the same. We're all equal, yay!
That sucks, who wants to be equal with that? Yeah, but it gives me a job. What a low reason for anything. It gave me a job. How can you wake up in the morning if that's your prime motivator in life?
I want to take every way it is because I'll get robbed that way.
That is fire. Do you mind if I just vomit all over you? Or just, you're like the anti-inspiration. Take back what's yours. Oh, anyway.
So,
there's what you ponder, thinking, whatever. That's what I'm saying for the moment. I don't know what it's going to all come down to. Anyway, okay, I think I record quite enough. I'm tired of recording.